state of Wisconsin.
By the mob. Cops were beaten savagely. One actually sat in the audience yesterday, and his information and his video were shown. He was so badly beaten, and he was a Army veteran, career Capitol cop, that he had to leave the force. Cops were being beaten up. Remember, and this still slays me when you think about it, the social media after Trump said it'll be wild come on January 6th. One was, quote, cops don't have standing if they're lying in a pool of their own blood. And the other one is, are you ready to die, please? Are you ready to die, please? These people were savage. They were savage. Pascal sent Pearson, a subordinate member of the campaign team, a message, a text that said, I can't believe a sitting president's calling for a civil war. I feel guilty for helping him. Someone died. Then she came back trying to be loyal to Trump, saying, well, you know, it's not that bad. And he said, no, really, yes, it is. Let me tell you something unbelievable about Brad Pascal. He had been fired by Trump. He made those comments on January 6th. 3 or 4 weeks later, after the polls showed that Trump still had support, he publicly said Trump should run again. He has since gotten $150,000 from Trump for consulting services. What kind of man would say, I feel guilty someone died, a sitting president called for a civil war, and I feel guilty for helping him, and then just turn around and say he should run again and get paid to give him consulting services? This is sick. This is pathological. The text that came out, the messages show that Trump early on had decided that they would attack the Capitol. They would march on the Capitol, and he would go with them. He now, by the way, remember Cassidy Hutchinson said that he was in the secure car, the Beast, they call it, B-E-A-S-T, the Beast. And they said, we're driving back to the White House. And he said, no, I want to go to the Capitol. And Tony Ornato, he was the deputy chief of staff. He was a former Secret Service who was loyal and subservient to Trump. So Trump took him from the Secret Service to make him deputy chief of staff. And he told Cassidy Hutchinson, when he was in the car, Trump wanted to go to the Capitol. We said no to the White House. So he tried to grab the steering wheel. Somebody removed his hand, and he lunged at one of the Secret Service agents. Trump now denies he was in the Beast. He was in the car at all. He denies it. And then you know what? The committee showed a video of him in the Beast going away. You know, there is literally nothing this guy will not say or do. And he misled many people. Stephen Ayers, the guy who lost his house, lost his job because he was there. And all he did was walk up to the Capitol because Trump told him to. Seemed like a very simple soul. I kind of like the guy. Feel badly for the guy. The communication director from the Oath Keepers was also there testifying, Jason Van Tattenhout. And he was fairly compelling. You know, he said, I was with the Oath Keepers, and the head guy, the guy with the patch, crashed in my basement for 8 months. And I believed all this stuff. And I'm afraid people out there still believe it. I'm afraid people out there still believe it. You know, one other thing about it before we get to another topic, but there's no more important topic than this, is who is responsible for spreading this big lie? Now, obviously, it's Trump. And obviously, there's a handful of partisans. But Trump, people are beginning to see through him. About 50% of the Republicans don't want him to run for president again. And people like Giuliani, Flynn, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, Sidney Powell, they don't have a lot of credibility. You know who's doing it? The entire Republican leadership is giving it credibility. Why do I say that? 140 congressmen, Republicans, voted not to certify Joe Biden. They have all kinds of weaselly expressions about it. They said, well, you know, I'm just concerned about the integrity of the election. The minute you have people in high positions saying something like that, that influences a lot of other people. That influences a lot of other people. You have Ron Johnson in our own state. In a tape-recorded conversation with the former Republican chairman of in Brown County, the 8th Congressional District Republican Party, he said, I know there's nothing wrong with the election, but if I say that, the base will kill me. And somebody also recorded an event, Republican event in Milwaukee, near Milwaukee, that he gave, I forget if it was Wauwatosa or Brookfield or where it was, where somebody said the election was rigged, and he said, no, it wasn't. Trump got something like 50,000 votes less than our congressional candidates, i.e. the Republican ones and others. He underperformed, that's why he lost. But publicly what he does is, he has his aide call Pence's aide to send him the fake electors from Michigan as well as Wisconsin. How the heck did he get Michigan? He doesn't represent Michigan. What you have, and you'll hear this from a lot of businessmen too, occasionally they'll say, well, you know, we can't undo the election, but there was something wrong with it. If you say that, you're Republican and independent, and you just parrot that, the rank and file, the Stephen Ayers and others, then think there's credibility to what Trump and the others are saying. There are a handful of people who come right out and stand up, and it's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and in this state, it's Paul Ryan, I've got to say. I've reassessed my opinion of Paul Ryan. I think he has integrity. I think we were lucky that if there had to be a Republican speaker, he was the one. The right wing got him. The right wing got him. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Good morning, Matt. The pot thickens every goddamn time we have a hearing. And you know, I think that every goddamn one of those people that were involved, by, like the Jim Jordan, the people that are making decisions that impact our everyday lives.
You're cracking up a little. I don't know if it's on your end or my end, Gene, but speak, you know, loudly and into the, and obviously no speakerphone. Go ahead. Thank you.
No, I'm not on a speakerphone. Is this better? I can call back.
Good. Yeah, a little better. Yeah, maybe on our end then. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, these people, you know, who are aiding and abetting need to be held accountable, and especially in the state of Wisconsin, where they continue this lie, even though we're all seeing with our own eyes what happened, and we all seriously watched what happened. And to have Gableman ripping off the public for this fake investigation, he needs to go to prison, because that's a lot of money. And maybe that's a federal offense when you steal so much money from a person, you know, significantly. Maybe they need to check him out and hold him accountable, and Voss and all those people that are sitting in those seats where they're responsible to the public, to us, spending our taxpayer money on this idiocracy, which is really a felony, and we watched the horror and we watched the violence, and these people need to go. And I hope that people do not vote these people in, because, you know, there's no excuse to vote for these people, let me tell you that, because they are criminals. And that's just my personal biased opinion. Thank you so much, Matt, and you have a good day.
All right, thanks, Gene. Yeah. You raise an important point that I want to clarify and talk about. The sad thing is, Voss appointed Ramthan, and there was a challenge to whether they could use federal, or I should say taxpayer money. And then that, you know, Republican judges said they could. So what they did legally then is not stealing, because it was ratified. The sickness that's at issue is a system that let them do it. It's over $1 million now, Gene. Over $1 million. Now you think, you, Gene, you have to tell me, and I'm not going to tell you, what did you pay in taxes the last year, 10 years, 50 years? Everybody else out there. It's very likely not going to have been $1 million, and that just went down the drain, and there's no cap, and there's no end to it. And what the guy is doing is spending his money now to defend himself on ethics charges, and investigations by the Office of Lawyer Responsibility for many things, one of them being making off-color comments about a judge and an opposing female lawyer. And why am I paying for this? I mean, seriously, why am I paying for this? Why am I paying for this? And then he says there's no fraud there, but he's just, he has all 4 feet and a snout in the public trough is what the guy has. The Republicans are using tax dollars as their personal slush fund and piggy bank for political reasons. And then when they get caught and they're investigated for ethics violation, they're using our money to defend themselves. This is wrong. This is very, very wrong. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.